Wisconsin has another divisive piece of legislation on its hands. This one spells out what local communities can and cannot do when it comes to regulating mines. Advocates say the bill places regulation where it belongs, in the hands of the state. Critics say the bill strips local government of its charge to protect residents' health and safety. The Assembly has put off action until spring, but plenty of people intend to express opinions Thursday when a Senate committee listens to public input. Over the last 3 years, sand mining has exploded in central and western reaches of Wisconsin. Senator Tom Tiffany says he wants to free the companies involved from what he calls a cumbersome patchwork of local regulations.
What we're trying to do is set parameters so that local units of government know what tools they can use. And, you know, what they can use and what they cannot use.
What they can use, he says, is zoning. Decide how industries can use land. But what the senator says local leaders cannot do is set up rules around the use of explosives for a mining operation or regulate water and air quality. Trempealeau County recently imposed a moratorium on new mines until leaders there determine possible air quality impacts on nearby residents. Tiffany calls moving into the environmental sphere out of bounds.
Some are trying to set up their own mini Department of Natural Resources, and environmental regulation for air and water should be conducted by state regulatory agency, the Department of Natural Resources. That way there is consistency across the state.
You know, I've read the bill several times. And it takes away a lot of our existing county's ability, things that we have in place.
Kevin Leon heads Trempealeau County's Land Management Department. He argues it is equipped to regulate.
We have a lot of wetland in the county. We have a lot of floodplain issues. And we try to protect those environmentally significant areas. We have a lot of Class 1 trout streams in the county, too. And if you've ever been out to mine sites, no two are the same. I would argue no two counties are the same. We all have very unique specific environmental issues.
Leon points out that 30 frac sand operations have been proposed in his county, and it has okayed 28 of 30. Rich Buttinger agrees that nobody knows the land better than the county or town in terms of its vision for the future. But Buttinger says when local leaders step into other matters, they can confuse the public. Buttinger works for Fairmont Minerals. It operates three frac sand mines northwest of Trempealeau.
You know, I'll have conversations with people, and I'll ask them. I said, "What is it that is scaring you about our industry?" I mean, and they'll cite something that they've read off the internet. It's a tremendous amount of misinformation out there. So the common theme has been essentially unwarranted fear to a industry that has been in place for decades and is very strictly regulated.
Despite industry assurances, Monica Vitek hasn't stopped worrying about the future of her family beef and dairy farm. She lives a mile below a proposed iron mine in far northern Wisconsin. The proposed law sweeps beyond the world of sand mining.
And our well is a very good well. We are tested 4 times a year. But if they go down 1,000 feet and we're only 150 feet, we won't have water. And then we're going to have all that crap flying through the air.
Vitek feels turning to state government for help would be fruitless, a sentiment that troubles Rob Resigliano. He specializes in conflict resolution around the globe and sees concerning symptoms at play in Wisconsin.
Internationally, you see the defining characteristic in many conflicts are local communities that feel marginalized. And usually we see these in places where they've never really had a strong tradition of representative democracy, the history that we sort of take for granted here.
Wisconsin's proposed Regulatory Certainty Act has slowed somewhat in the legislature. The Assembly has just put off action until spring. As for Thursday's public hearing, Senator Tom Tiffany hopes everybody takes a deep breath. He says he's open to change as long as it does not harm the integrity of his bill. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.